In Northwest News on KPLU, a pattern of illegally deceiving all its Washington State customers. That's what cable provider Comcast is accused of in a $100 million lawsuit filed by the state attorney general's office. More from KPLU's Bellamy Palethorpe.
The lawsuit says Comcast violated Washington's Consumer Protection Act more than 1.8 million times through unfair and deceptive practices. Chief among the concerns is the marketing of a service protection plan as comprehensive, when in fact it excludes major items, and customers were routinely charged for failures caused by the company's equipment or network problems. State Attorney General Bob Ferguson says Comcast even created a special code for its technicians to carry out the deception.
To charge consumers for a service call that under the guarantee should be free. The service resolution code allows technicians, and this is a quote from the code, to add service charges to a normally not charged fixed code.
He says over the past 5 years, some 500,000 Washington customers paid about $60 a year for the plan, totaling more than $73 million.
Comcast needs to pay that money back.
The suit also details thousands of instances of improper credit screening and associated fees. In a statement, Comcast says the protection plan covered 99% of customers' repair calls, that it was surprised and disappointed to hear of the litigation because it has made several improvements based on the input of Ferguson's office, and that it will vigorously defend itself. The Attorney General's office says a trial has been set for July 2017. Bellamy Palethorpe, KPLU News.